这里是东方都市广播 FM 八九点九 AM 七九二，全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分考试现在开始。这里是东方都市广播 FM 八九点九 AM 七九二，全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分考试现在
听力考试马上开始，请戴上耳机。录音开头有一段试听声音，约一分半钟。听力考试将在试音结束后正式开始，现在开始试音。
In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.And decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear. Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read. A. At the office.B. In the waiting room. C. At the airport. D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A. At the office is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet.And mark it with a single line through the center.
试音结束，听力考试现在开始。
College English Test, Band 4. Part 3. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations.At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter.On answer sheet 2, with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11. As you can see from the drawings, the kitchen has one door into the dining room, another into the family room, and a third to the outside.
The door into the family room isn't big enough. Could it be made wider?
What are the speakers doing? Question 12. I'm thinking about where to go for a bite tonight. Any suggestions, Barbara?
Well, how about the French restaurant near the KFC?Frankly, I've had enough of our canteen food.
What do we learn about the woman?
Question 13. Hey, if you can't enjoy the music at a sensible volume, why not use earphones?I'm preparing for the speech contest.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I've been bothering you all this time.
What is the man probably doing?
Question 14. Finally, I've got the chance to put on my new suit tonight. I hope to make a good impression on your family.
Come on, it's only a family reunion, so jeans and t-shirts are just fine.
What does the woman mean? Question 15. Would you like to see those pants in brown and navy blue? These two colours are coming in this season.
Oh, actually grey is my favourite colour, but I prefer something made from cotton. 100% cotton, I mean.
What is the woman looking for?
Question 16. From here, the mountains look as if you could just reach out and touch them.
That's why I chose this lodge. It has one of the best views in Switzerland.
What is the man's chief consideration in choosing the lodge?
Question 17. What do I have to do to apply for a passport?
You'll need proof of citizenship, either an old passport or a birth certificate, and 3 photographs. Then you must complete this form and pay a fee.
What is the man most probably going to do? Question 18. Miss, can I interest you in the pork special we're serving tonight? It's only $7.99, half the usual price, and it's very tasty.
Oh, really? I'll try it.
What does the man say about the dish?
Now you'll hear the 2 long conversations. Conversation 1. Good evening and welcome to this week's Business World, the program for and about business people. Tonight we have Mr. Stephen Kane, who has just taken over an established bicycle shop. Tell us, Mr. Kane, what made you want to run your own store?
Well, I've always loved racing bikes and fixing them. When I was working full-time as a salesman for a big company, I seldom had time to enjoy my hobby. I knew then that as soon as I had enough money to get my own business going, I'd do it. I had my heart set on it, and I didn't let anything stand in my way. When I went down to the bank and got a business loan, I knew I'd love being my own boss. Now my time is my own. I open the store when I want and leave when I want.
You mean you don't keep regular hours?
Well, the sign on my store says the hours are 10 to 6, but if business is slower than usual, I can just lock up and take off early.
Have you hired any employees to work with you yet?
Yeah, a couple of friends of mine who love biking as much as I do. They help me out a few days a week. It's great because we play cards or just sit around and talk when there are no customers.
Thank you, Mr. Kane. We wish you success in your new business. Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the woman doing? Question 20. What did Mr. Kane do before he took over the bicycle shop? Question 21. Why did the man take over a bicycle shop? Question 22. What do we learn about the people working in the shop?
Conversation 2.
Well, the main activities in the region were historically steel and paper processing.
Yes, but I'm not quite sure about the status of those industries now. Could you tell us something about that?
Yes, of course. In fact, they're less significant. But steel-related manufacturing still accounts for 44% of industrial activity, so it's still very important. In fact, 80% of Spain's machine tools are from the Basque country. As for paper processing, there's still a little, but it's no longer what it once was in the region. So, is that clear?
Yes, thanks.
Now, to get back to what I was saying, there's a lot of unemployment as well as geographical problems in the region.
Sorry, Victoria. What do you mean by geographical problems?
Well, what I mean is the area is very hilly, mountainous in parts. So there used to be transport problems. Now, though, there are new train links and better roads. But it may be that some smaller towns inland remain not very well connected. Is that okay? Does that make sense? When we talk about specific location suggestions for the factory, we'll see this in more detail. So we'll come back to this question, okay?
Okay, right.
So, I was about to say something about the workforce in the region and the level of training and education. In general, it's very good and improving.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. What does the woman say about steel-related manufacturing in the region? Question 24. What problem hinders the region's development? Question 25. What will the speakers discuss later?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. I first met Joe Gans when we were both 9 years old. which is probably the only reason he's one of my best friends. If I had first met Joe as a freshman in high school, we wouldn't even have had the chance to get to know each other. Joe is a day student, but I am a boarding student. We haven't been in the same classes, sports, or extracurricular activities. Nonetheless, I spend nearly every weekend at his house, and we talk on the phone every night. This is not to say that we would not have been compatible if we had first met in our freshman year. Rather, we would not have been likely to spend enough time getting to know each other due to the lack of immediately visible mutual interests. In fact, to be honest, I struggle even now to think of things we have in common. But maybe that's what makes us enjoy each other's company so much. When I look at my friendship with Joe, I wonder how many people I've known whom I never disliked, but simply didn't take the time to get to know. Thanks to Joe, I have realized how little basis there is for the social divisions that exist in every community. Since this realization, I have begun to make an even more determined effort to find friends in unexpected people and places.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. Why does the speaker say Joe Gans became one of his best friends? Question 27. Where does the speaker spend most of his weekends? Question 28. What has the speaker learned from his friendship with Joe? Passage 2. It was a bad night for Luis. His research in a neighboring town had taken longer than he expected. It was late, and he was very tired when he drove home. He turned into his building's parking lot, but all the spaces were full. He drove back out onto the street looking for a parking space. The first block was full. The next block was almost empty. Luis didn't see a no parking sign, but he suspected that if parking were allowed there, most of the spaces would be filled. Then he saw a small parking lot with two free spaces. He was so glad to see them that he didn't even think to read the sign by the entrance. He drove in, parked, and hurried home to go to bed. The next morning he went back to the lot to get his car. It was gone. He ran home and telephoned the city police to say that his car had been stolen. It took the police only a minute to tell him what had happened. His car had been on a private lot. It had been taken away by the police. Luis had to take a taxi to the city garage far from the center of town. He had to pay a fee of $40 to get his car back. In addition, he got a parking ticket, his first one ever in Greenville.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. Where did Luis intend to park his car when he came back from work one night? Question 30. What did Luis think had happened to his car the next morning? Question Question 31. Where did Luis finally get his car back? Passage 3. Well, to pick up where we left off last time, I believe we agreed that creativity is a mysterious idea. It's one of those things we all recognize when we see it, but we don't really understand what it is. We seem to feel that some people are naturally creative, but we don't know how they got that way. Is creativity a natural gift, like good looks? Or is it something that can be acquired, like knowledge? Perhaps if we analyze the creative process carefully, we might get some insight into what it is and how it might work in our lives. The creative process has always been accepted as the source of all important work in the arts. But we should not think that creativity plays a role only in the arts. Every major scientific discovery began with someone imagining the world to look differently from the way others saw it. And this is what creativity is all about, imagining the world in a new way. And despite what you may believe about the limits of your own creative imaginations, we all have the potential to imagine the world in an absolutely new way. In fact, you're born with it. It is your birthright as a human being. And, what's more, you use it every day, almost every moment of your life. Your creative imagination is what you use to make sense of your experiences. It's your creative mind that gets meaning from the chaos of your experiences and brings order to your world.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What did the speaker most probably discuss last time? Question 33. What is a widely accepted idea about the creative process? Question 34. What leads to major scientific discoveries according to the speaker? Question 35. What does the speaker imply about the creative process? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Students have been complaining more and more about stolen property. Radios, cell phones, bicycles, pocket calculators, and books have all been reported stolen. Are there enough campus police to do the job? There are 20 officers in the campus security division. Their job is to handle crime, accidents, lost and found items, and traffic problems on campus. More than half of their time is spent directing traffic and writing parking tickets. Responding promptly to accidents and other emergencies is important, but it is their smallest job. Dealing with crime takes up the rest of their time. Very rarely do any violent crimes actually occur. In the last 5 years, there have been no murders, 7 robberies, and about 60 other violent attacks, most of these involving fights at parties. On the other hand, there have been hundreds of thefts and cases of deliberate damaging of public property, which usually involves breaking windows or lights or writing on walls. The thefts are not the carefully planned burglaries that you see in movies. Things get stolen when it is easy to steal them, because they are left lying around unwatched. Do we really need more police? Hiring more campus police would cost money, possibly making our tuition go up again. A better way to solve this problem might be for all of us to be more careful with our things.
Now the passage will be read again. Students have been complaining more and more about stolen property. Radios, cell phones, bicycles, pocket calculators, and books have all been reported stolen. Are there enough campus police to do the job? There are 20 officers in the campus security division. Their job is to handle crime, accidents, lost and found items, and traffic problems on campus. More than half of their time is spent directing traffic and writing parking tickets. Responding promptly to accidents and other emergencies is important, but it is their smallest job. Dealing with crime takes up the rest of their time. Very rarely do any violent crimes actually occur. In the last 5 years, there have been no murders, 7 robberies, and about 60 other violent attacks, most of these involving fights at parties. On the other hand, there have been hundreds of thefts and cases of deliberate damaging of public property. Which usually involves breaking windows or lights or writing on walls. The thefts are not the carefully planned burglaries that you see in movies. Things get stolen when it is easy to steal them, because they are left lying around unwatched. Do we really need more police? Hiring more campus police would cost money, possibly making our tuition go up again. A better way to solve this problem might be for all of us to be more careful with our things.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Students have been complaining more and more about stolen property. Radios, cell phones, bicycles, pocket calculators, and books have all been reported stolen. Are there enough campus police to do the job? There are 20 officers in the campus security division. Their job is to handle crime, accidents, lost and found items, and traffic problems on campus. More than half of their time is spent directing traffic and writing parking tickets. Responding promptly to accidents and other emergencies is important, but it is their smallest job. Dealing with crime takes up the rest of their time. Very rarely do any violent crimes actually occur. In the last 5 years, there have been no murders, 7 robberies, and about 60 other violent attacks, most of these involving fights at parties. On the other hand, there have been hundreds of thefts and cases of deliberate damaging of public property, which usually involves breaking windows or lights or writing on walls. The thefts are not the carefully planned burglaries that you see in movies. Things get stolen when it is easy to steal them, because they are left lying around unwatched. Do we really need more police? Hiring more campus police would cost money, possibly making our tuition go up again. A better way to solve this problem might be for all of us to be more careful with our things.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机，开始第四部分的答题。